Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich from Crime Talk. Thanks for tuning in. Let's talk about Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Kyle Rittenhouse. Is this kid a murderer, or was he acting in self-defense? Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich. Only thing on the docket today, that's right, Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Kyle Rittenhouse. What do we know about this young man, and what have we learned? New evidence has surfaced, basically an analysis of the video. Now, I'll have to admit, I was a little concerned that Mr. Rittenhouse certainly looked like he was going to have some problems. But some of this new video shows that heck, he may have been acting in self-defense. Let's talk about it. So we know that Kyle Rittenhouse is 17 years old. He's an Illinois resident, but was in Kenosha, Illinois, along with several other individuals who were there to protect property. He was arrested Wednesday morning in his hometown in Illinois. That town is about 30 minutes southwest of the protests that took place in Kenosha. We don't know much about his motivations for walking around Kenosha carrying a AR-15 style weapon, but we'll let you know as those new facts emerge. What we do know is that there were two alleged shootings that Mr. Rittenhouse was involved in. Now, Rittenhouse actually gave an interview near a car dealership in Kenosha. And you can see in this interview, Mr. Rittenhouse is stating that he's there along with other individuals to protect property, and that he had in fact recently been pepper sprayed as a result of a protester spraying him with pepper spray. He states that he's there to protect the business, and there's no indication as to why he was asked or decided to protect this particular piece of property. He also held himself out as someone that had some EMT training and was providing medical assistance to protesters as well. There's some video out there that shows about 15 minutes before the shooting, police officers drive by Mr. Rittenhouse and other armed civilians in the area, and they have a conversation with the officers regarding protecting the dealerships and offer water out of appreciation. Mr. Rittenhouse apparently walked up to the police officers while carrying his rifle. No one was concerned, and he went about his business. Eventually, Mr. Rittenhouse is barred by the police from returning back to the car dealership where he had briefly left. At some point, about some 6 minutes later, there's some footage out there that shows Mr. Rittenhouse being chased by an unknown group of people in the parking lot of another dealership for several blocks away. So in video that appears to show Mr. Rittenhouse, it appears as though he's being pursued by a group. And someone in the group fires a firearm into the air, and it's not clear why someone did that. But the muzzle flash appears in footage at some of the scenes. Now, it is alleged then Mr. Rittenhouse turns toward the sound of gunfire as another pursuer lunges towards him from the same direction. Mr. Rittenhouse then fires four times and appears to shoot the man in the head, although it's unclear whether that was actually the case. Then we have the alleged second shooting. This is where Mr. Rittenhouse seems to be making a phone call and then is actually fleeing the scene. It appears as though several people are chasing him and shouting, "That's the shooter, that's the shooter." As Mr. Rittenhouse is running, he trips and actually falls on the ground. Now, a lot of people make it clear, and perhaps even I jump to some early conclusions, that he fired four shots at three people kind of rushing towards him. One person appears to be hit in the chest and falls to the ground. Another, who is carrying a handgun, is hit in the arm and runs away. Mr. Rittenhouse's gunfire is mixed in with the sound of at least 16 other gunshots during that particular time period. Now, as Mr. Rittenhouse gets up, and as this shooting takes place, police vehicles are about a block away and they don't approach the scene. Then Mr. Rittenhouse gets up, walks with his hands up towards the police, and bystanders are calling out that he had shot people, referring to Mr. Rittenhouse. The police go by Mr. Rittenhouse without stopping, without asking him any questions, and they're on their way to assist the victims. Now let's take a look at some of this video much slower and have some still shots of it, all right? Upon further review, it appears as though Mr. Rittenhouse opened fire to defend himself after being chased by rioters and having objects, potentially Molotov cocktails, thrown at him. There's also reports that Rittenhouse was calling 911 when he began retreating towards the police. And as you can see, as Mr. Rittenhouse is on the ground, he is hit in the head with a skateboard. That is a deadly weapon under the law in just about every jurisdiction. Once he's on the ground, he was swarmed by the rioters, and he was obviously, or what appeared to be, as though he was in fear for his life. One rioter appears to try to kick him in the head. Take a look at this still shot here, and was immediately shot. Another rioter, who has a lengthy criminal history, hit him in the head with his skateboard and tried to disarm him, then was shot and killed. Take a look at this still shot. Another person runs up to Mr. Rittenhouse, and he's carrying a firearm in his hand, a handgun, and was shot in the arm. Here's a still shot of that as well. One could easily make the argument, and we'll see what Mr. Rittenhouse may have said to the police authorities. We're not sure if he's made any statements, but that he's actually going with his hands up to turn himself into the police after he's been assaulted at least for the second time. The man with the skateboard is Anthony Huber. He was 26. He was shot and killed, but he was the one filmed chasing down and striking Rittenhouse with the skateboard. Mr. Huber had a criminal history that includes charges of battery and domestic abuse. Joseph Rosenbaum, 36, was also killed during the altercation with Mr. Rittenhouse, and he is shown on the video chasing down Rittenhouse and throwing something at him as well. Mr. Rosenbaum was a registered sex offender for crimes involving minor children. So, as all things in life, one's opinion can change based upon new information. And here we have some new information that wasn't quite as clear when it first came out. Now, Mr. Rittenhouse certainly still has some problems headed his way, but a case of self-defense certainly just got a lot better. I want to thank one of our subscribers for sending in some of these enhanced photographs so that we can present the facts. At the end of the day, you all will have to decide whether Mr. Rittenhouse is guilty of murder or was he acting in self-defense. But before you can make that decision, you have to have as much information as possible. And that's what we're trying to do, is provide the information. Have a great day. Thanks for watching Crime Talk.